This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, February 3rd. God's word to you today is, hearken. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, and it says, "But Samuel replied, 'What is more pleasing to the Lord, your burnt offerings and sacrifices, or your obedience to his voice? Listen, obedience is better than sacrifice, and submission better than offering the fat of rams.'" Please read Luke 17, verses 11 to 19. Another noteworthy thing from this passage of scripture is the fact that Jews and Samaritans were together. That is not a very common scene, but they united because they all had a common problem: leprosy. Apart from the blood of Jesus, problems are one of the greatest forces that bind people together. The community of people tackling a common problem does not discriminate. But when one person or a group of people in the community get healed, then discrimination comes into play. It is when people experience promotion that they suddenly recognize class and status. I am not saying that God should give you problems, but when God solves your problem, don't forget where you're coming from. The first punch that God is teaching us from this story is the punch of obedience. When you are faced with a situation that is not the preferred, or when you are under attack from the enemy, give it the deadly blow of obedience. Luke 17 verse 14 says, "He looked at them and said, 'Go show yourselves to the priests.'" Jesus was not telling them to go and get their healing from the priest. So why did Jesus instruct them to go and show themselves to the priest? The priest's job was to certify people healed, but they were still leprous. Jesus didn't even acknowledge their problem or pray for them. He just gave them an instruction. There are things in God that can only be delivered through obedience, while there are things in God that can and will be delivered by prayer. Some things can only be delivered through obedience. The challenge a lot of the time is that we try to take delivery of things that can only come by obedience through prayer. You cannot get through prayer what God releases only through obedience. This is one of the reasons for unanswered prayers. So many people are waiting on God to answer their prayer. Meanwhile, God is waiting on them to obey an instruction. When are you going to obey? A.W. Tozer puts it this way: "Prayer is no substitute for obedience." This is so true. Some people are prayer giants, so to speak, but extremely stubborn in real life. It is a misnomer. The church in Nigeria, for instance, is a praying church by any standard, and that is great. Nigerians know how to pray. But obedience to God's word is a big challenge. If Nigerian Christians would do all that God has told us to do, what do you think will happen? The change will be enormous. Here's a thought for today. What instruction have you received and not obeyed? What are you waiting for? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, please give me the sense to obey all your instructions in Jesus' name. Thank you for all you're doing this GWDIA season. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.